Hello, nice Vineyard family and friends. Welcome to the last devotion of 2020. I have my Thank You Jesus t-shirt on because I want to give thanks to God for 2020. This world is just focusing on the outside things, on sickness, on poverty, on big things that went wrong in the world. But I want to encourage you that Christ is still in us and He is still the hope of glory. He's still the hope of God's goodness revealed to us through the person of Christ. You know, one of my Bible college teachers always said that the way you leave one place is the way you enter the next. So let's leave 2020 with thankful hearts and enter 2021 with the thankfulness that is available to us in Christ. I have a story for you. I was once sitting in my sheep pen. I was working with sheep and I was there alone, and my family was sitting next to the kraal having a little picnic under an umbrella. I didn't have any workers with me that day, and I had to work in the sun working through all the sheep. One of my family members, a big farmer, drove past me with his big eight-wheeler tractor, and he had a fold-up sewing machine, and for a moment jealousy rose up in my heart. I caught his eye and just waved at him, but in my heart I was waving with like, man, when will I have a tractor like that one day? As he drove past, I went to my wife and I said to him, man, I can't help but be jealous of this man. And so the next day I was standing next to the road there with my bucky, my truck. And as he drove past me, he stopped his car. He opened his window and he said to me, I was so jealous of you yesterday. I thought, you jealous of me? How can that be? He said, what I saw in that kraal, you and your family together, that is my only desire. It's the only thing I want in life. I've been divorced and I'm alone at home every day, but I've got all this stuff, but it doesn't mean a lot. You see, sometimes we can be focused on the wrong thing, and that's why we get unthankful. So let's enter 2021 with thankful hearts. Look at 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. There's an eternal reality within you. Christ in you, the hope of God's glory. And there's a bright future before you for 2021. But let's enter this year, 2021, with thankful hearts, knowing that God's glory is available to us on the inside. And let's walk conscious of the fact that there's an inward reality, Christ in us. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God in 2021.